News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we're going to talk about the driving test. And anyone who's waiting for a driving test, well, they're waiting a long time because a story in the Irish Times this morning says that the idea that you'll get one before 10 weeks is not going to be met. And a massive overhaul is needed in learner driving training to prevent road deaths, according to the Professional Driving Instructors Association. Dominic Brophy is their director. He's with us now. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What is the current problem with the current learner system?
Well, the current learning system, according to the Road Safety Authority, the EDT system that was introduced in 2011, is an obligatory 12 hours of EDT lessons, essential driver training lessons. And in between each EDT lesson, there's meant to be 3 hours of practice, and that can be done with a sponsor or with a driving instructor. But what we're saying in the PDIA is the 36 hours of sponsor hours, that works out at 36 hours. So 48 hours of driving practice is recommended, but 12 hours of that is only obligatory. And those 36 hours are being carried out by a sponsor. Now, a sponsor can be a family member, a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a friend. So basically, the system we have in place at the moment, 25% of the time that a learner is learning how to drive is with the professional, the driving instructor, and 75% is with the sponsor, who is a novice driving instructor. And they are not qualified to give these lessons or to be sponsors.
Okay.
And we say that has to be flipped around, and the professional, the driving instructor, has to be the main.
Okay, but Dominic, there's a massive cost implication there. And I think of my own experience when I started to learn how to drive. My mum gave me a huge amount of time and made me into something that resembled a safe driver. We didn't have professional driver instructor training at that stage. I mean, what you're doing here is, are you forcing young people to take on extraordinary cost in the hope that they'll pass their test?
No, what we're saying is that we want to keep our customers safe. And we want to keep everybody's family members safe. And we see the tragedies on the road every weekend. And we see the increase from 2022 to 2023. And we see the increase in coming up in 2024 and road deaths and serious road injuries. And what we're saying to people is learning how to drive is an important business. And being on the road can be a dangerous thing to do if you're not trained properly. And what we're saying is,
what happens in Europe? What happens in other countries? I mean, 12 hours is what we have here. What are they doing, perhaps, in France and other countries?
Well, actually, in international standards, compared to other countries, we're very low. Our Learn to Drive program is very limited. You know, I could give you an example of, say, Sweden, for example, who insist on 24 hours. But they also do a paramedic course. And they would do things like, you know, learning how to control a car if your car was to go into a skid. So, you could go through a lot of countries in Europe. We're very low on the table as to the amount of obligatory driving lessons.
And do you think that could be one of the reasons we have such a high number of road deaths? Because we had very low road deaths for a long period, and now they're much higher. I mean, it can't all be down to the learner driver.
Well, I do think it has an influence. You know, the more driver education there is out there, the safer people are going to be. And it is an investment that young people have to make, or parents have to make for their sons and daughters. But we see the carnage on the road, and this is what we need to stop. And there's very few countries in Europe where the figures are going the wrong way. And Ireland is one of three in Europe where the countries are, where the death rates are going up on our roads. Every other country, there is a reduction. And if we look at the way they're teaching their people how to drive, then we'll see that we're way below their standards.
Okay. Dominic Brophy of the Professional Driver Instructors Association, thank you for that. If you're a learner driver, do you feel like you could do with more lessons? Or, like me, are you worried that that will be prohibitively expensive? And people just won't do it. Let us know what you think. 087 1400.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.